This next thing I'm going to play is called Calling You, and it's by someone named Javetta Steele. And I played this song quite a few weeks ago, but I'm playing it again mainly because when I played it before, I was playing it from an advanced cassette, and it's the soundtrack from the movie The Baghdad Cafe. And The Baghdad Cafe is playing now at the Manor Square. I went to see it the other night. It's a very, very strange and wonderful film, and you should go see it if you like little, bitty, tiny, wonderful movies, that the kind of movies that nothing much really happens, but you have a whole lot of fun watching it not happen, and the characters are wonderful. It's a German film made in America with American actors, except for the main actor is a German woman. The main actress is a German woman. And it's one of these things, I didn't know anything about the plot before I went in, and I loved it. So I'm not going to tell you anything about the plot. But this is the main theme song, and I guess it does qualify really as a new release, because the soundtrack album, the actual soundtrack album, just came out, just was released. So this is Javetta Steele, and it's a song called Calling You. It's a very haunting song. Sorry about that, Kylie, by the way. I'll do it again, too.
A desert road from Vegas to nowhere, someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing, in a little cafe just around the bend.
Then need some fixing.
Ooh, I love that song. That was from the soundtrack of the film The Baghdad Cafe, and it's playing now at the Manor Square. And if you like little movies that are strange and wonderful and interesting and have lots of strange and wonderful and interesting characters in them, you should go see it. It's very good. That was Jovetta Steele, by the way, and I wish I knew more about her. I'd love to find an album by her. I don't know. Never heard of her before I got this tape. Next, coming up is Sam Phillips and the Primitives and Swimming with Sharks and more. So I'm going to do this promo. You're listening to Suspended in Gaffa, and this is KKFI, Kansas City 90.1 FM, your listener-supported community radio station.
Archaeology, every other Tuesday night starting at 9 o'clock. We'll explore some of the best music you may have never heard on Matrix here on KKFI.
World music. Music from many lands. Many cultures, many times. Music from the people. Listen to KKFI and learn about the world through people's music every Monday at 1 p.m. when World Music is hosted by me, Tom Crane.
Hey, you.
Stop that.
Pay attention.
Pull over.
Hang up.
Sit down.
Be quiet.
Listen up.
It's all happening.
Dance party history.
Planet in My Kitchen and Left Bank Gallery are throwing the grooviest of parties Saturday night, September 17th at 2139 Summit in Kansas City.
Show up at 9:30. Top floor. Tell them Zuzu sent you.
And please be 21 or older to attend.
Celebrate the innovative cultural horizons of KKFI and Left Bank Gallery with special exhibits by Bobby Harrison and James Kazanjian.
That's Saturday, September 17th at 2139 Summit, just north of Southwest Boulevard.
Ooh, too much fun. This next artist is named Sam Phillips, and the song I'm going to play is called What Do I Do? It's from her album called The Indescribable Wow. This is Sam Phillips.
What do I do?
That was Sam Phillips, and it's from her album, The Indescribable Wow. And the song is What Do I Do? Now, coming up next is The Primitives, and the album is called Lovely. And the song I'm going to play is, I really like the lyrics a lot. It's about a male airhead, and it's called Spaceheads. Ooh. That was the group The Primitives, and the song was Spaceheads, and it was from their album Lovely. I really like it. It's pretty much pop, but it's grown on me. It's grown on me a lot. Okay, quit yelling into the phone. I'm talking to Random Sampling, and he's making funny noises in the phone. How about that? Well, speaking of whom...
Astounding
things
happen
at
KKFI,
but
you
don't
get
to
see
them.
You
can,
however,
hear
absurd
and
bewildering
behavior
amidst
a
myriad
of
bizarre,
eclectic,
fun,
and
groovy
music
on
Friday
nights
at
9
p.m.
Yes,
friends,
witness
planet
in
my
kitchen.
A
sometimes
unnerving
excursion
through
twisted
pop
and
other
unusual
alternative
playthings.
Honest.
Repeat after me.
After me.
Planet in my kitchen.
Planet in my kitchen.
Fridays at 9 p.m.
Fridays at 9 p.m.
on listener supported
KKFI.
Come witness the suspense, passion, love, romance, terror, mystery, and murder in the new musical extravaganza by John Eric Campbell, What's Wrong with This Picture?
Hello, I am Brenda Willis. I play Zena Meat, a young woman who has shown up at a nice suburban home. Watch as delinquent youth proclaim me as a symbol for their generation and save me from the evils of the modern world.
The production premieres September 16th and 17th in Peters Theater on the campus of William Jewell College. For further information, call 781-7700, extension 5410. The theater is handicap accessible. What's wrong with this picture when the suburban dream becomes a nightmare?
Ooh, I like all them people out there. They're all Gene Sibbery fans, and they're okay by me. Hi, John, Eric, and all. Coming up next, this is Patty Austin, and it's a really cool album. It's called The Real Me, and everything on it, they're cover versions. The song I'm going to play is called Across the Alley from the Alamo, and it was written by Joe Green in 1947. Looking at this album, I found out something I didn't know, that Patty Austin's godmother is Dinah Washington, and great. A lot of interesting people play on this album, people like David Lindley and Bruce Hornsby and Michael McDonald and James Ingram and lots of other people. And Patty was the executive and associate producer. I'd like to know how she pulled that off, but this is Patty Austin.
Please go to sleep when there ain't no door.
Oh, very cool. That was Patty Austin, and the song was Across the Alley from the Alamo. It's from her album, The Real Me. Some of the other songs she covers on this album are Cry Me a River, Mood Indigo, Love Letters, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, I Can Cook Too, Stockholm Sweetening, lots of other good things. This next group I'm going to, it's a group. It's Swimming with Horses, and they used to be known as Humpy Humpy, but now they're known as Swimming with Sharks. What did I say? Oh, forget it. Anyway, Swimming with Sharks, and the name of the song is Holy Johnny.
He makes me feel like no one else. He's such a pretty toy, almost looking like a girl,
almost,
but still he is a boy.
Don't you see?
He is more than a brother. He could be my twin,
just like me.
I love him more than a mother.
Humpy Humpy, that was formerly Humpy Humpy, is now Swimming with Sharks, and the name of the song was Holy Johnny, and the album was just self-titled, Swimming with Sharks. Coming up next is a very neat person named Edie Brickell. I really, really, really like this album. It's called, I have it right here, and it's called Shooting Rubber Bands at the Stars. When I first heard this, I really kind of made fun of it because she sounds like two other people, and we were making fun of her and saying that calling her Ricky Lee Vega. But as I listen to the album more, she does have her own style, and it's not her fault that some of the vocal inflections are the same. But anyway, it's a very, very good album. This, and I really do would recommend this album. It's very good. This is Edie Brickell, and the name of the song is Keep Coming Back. Yeah, I know, that song didn't really sound like Ricky Lee Jones or Suzanne Vega, but some of the others do. Anyway, you're going to be hearing a lot more from this album in the months to come. I'll be back in just a minute with the last song of the evening, which comes from a truly wonderful album by Patti Smith.
Live 88, it's coming on KKFI Kansas City, 90.1 FM, your community-sponsored radio station, keeping Kansas City fully informed.
By the way, that's coming up next weekend, and if anybody out there would like to volunteer to come in during my show and answer the phones, I assume most people probably know by now what Live 88 is. It's an on-air listener-supporter drive to get new members, and I need some people to answer the phone during my show. So if you're interested, just give me a call at 842-3331. Okay, I'm going to end up here with Patti Smith. I know I promised you the Cocteau Twins tonight, but you're not going to get them. And the reason for that is that all I have to play you is a dub, cassette dub of a cassette. And that's not fair to the Cocteau Twins. So it's a beautiful, beautiful album. So I'm going to wait until the album actually is released. And I'll be right there first in line to buy that CD. So you'll hear it proper. So this is Patti Smith, and it's from her album Dream of Life, and this is called The Jackson Song. Wonderful song for her child.
Thank you.
Ooh, excellent, excellent, excellent album. It's Patti Smith, Dream of Life, and that was the Jackson song. Thank you for listening to Suspended in Gaffett tonight. I'll see you next week, and next week is Live 88. And I didn't get any phone calls about anybody wanting to answer phones for me, but you don't have to do it just during my show. Everybody shifts needs somebody to come in and volunteer and answer phones. So if you're interested, just call anytime at 842-3331, or actually a better number would be 842-2329 to volunteer to come in and help us out with Live 88. And I have a guest next week. Kimberly Nolan is going to be coming in, and she has something to offer for anybody who calls in to pledge. And she's going to be playing some of her favorite music. So hi, Kimberly, and I'll see you next week. I'll see you next week. Bye. Hi, Jeffrey. By the way, Jeffrey from Sliding Floor is back in town, and he's going to be leaving town again, but hopefully he'll come back and resume his wonderful, great show. So, hi, Jeffrey. Bye, Jeffrey.
KKFI FM is authorized by the Federal Communications Commission to operate on a frequency of 90.1 MHz at 100,000 watts. We are owned and operated by Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, a nonprofit organization in Kansas City, Missouri. We will return to the air tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Good night.